there's a lot of things you don't eat, and there's a lot of things you do eat. But you like salad.
Yes.
Salad's fun.
Big salad fan.
Can't really screw up a salad for you.
Nope.
Unless you put some bacon on it or something like that. That's the only way you're going to ruin a salad. But if you make your own salad.
Yeah, which I do.
You're not going to screw it up.
No.
So you're going to be fine with that. So a woman in Seattle went to her favorite restaurant and said, you know, give me a salad to go. Because I'll take the salad back home and or take it back to work. And that's going to be my lunch. I'm going to eat the salad. So she went to her favorite salad lunch spot. Picked up the salad on Wednesday, went to work to eat it. While she was eating it, she went, something's not right here.
Uh-oh.
So she's working. She's like,
Oh, God.
She looks at it, and there's an arm.
What?
And then there's guts.
No. Oh, my God.
It was a lizard.
No. Oh, ew. And she ate it.
In her salad.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I may never eat again. Oh, God.
And she, you know, what's worse?
I can't hear any more of this.
No, you have to, because it only gets better.
I'm going to hear about dead
dogs. It only gets better.
Oh, God.
So.
Oh, Jesus. I can't even. Please don't let me even. I can't look at this.
So what's worse?
Don't show me the video.
I took it down. What's worse than finding a lizard in your salad?
Finding half a lizard.
Half
in your salad.
A lizard,
yes,
in your salad.
Right. Oh, this is so gross.
So now they're saying, okay, they went back to the restaurant and said, whoa. There's a lizard in your salad. Stop what you're doing. Close the restaurant down. This is not good. This is a safety hazard. And the salad.
I would think it's a health hazard.
No, the salad people said, it's not really that big a thing. There's things in salad all the time.
What?
So the place that we get the salad from, they let things go sometimes. Snakes, mice, spiders, sometimes live things in there. The positive thing is they really don't cause human illness most of the time.
Most of the time. I don't know. I want 100% of the time no illness.
But the staff should have looked at the salad before they sent it out and did, you know, the last check. And they said, we're going to go to the company and say, you know what, you got to wash it one more time before you send it out.
You know, now I'm thinking of all the times I've ordered salad at a restaurant, and right before they served it to me, they picked a lizard out, or a frog or something.
Or a spider, sometimes live.
Right. Ooh.
She's not going to get 10% off her next car insurance.
That's a get-go.
The lizards get mad. But my thing is, so they say, well, this company washes the salad 3 times before they send it to us.
Right.
So why doesn't the restaurant wash it just yet another time?
One more time. Just one more time. Wash it. Take a look at it. You know, even before you serve it, even before you give it to a customer, just take a little peek in it, just a little look-see. Hey, how's the lettuce? Is it crawling around? No? Good, it can go.
Yeah, because if you order a steak, they have to prepare it, cook it, then serve it. For a salad, you really don't do anything except for take it out of one bowl, put it in another bowl, and then send it out. At least wash it.
There's something wrong with them. I call BS on this. I've worked in a lot of restaurants in my day. I mean, a lot of restaurants. My entire beginning of my life, I was a waitress. I worked in kitchens. I have never, and I worked in New York City, never seen anything like this in lettuce or food. No one has ever pulled. One time I saw a roach crawling out of a closet, and they shut down the restaurant and they cleaned everything down to make sure there were no roaches anywhere. I have never seen any of that stuff in food, never. And I've worked in a lot of crappy restaurants in New York City.
Okay, 30, 40 years ago, we got the lettuce from the guy down the street.
It wasn't 30, 40 years ago.
No, I'm saying, back in the day, back in, not when you
were
like working.
15 years ago, but thank you.
14 years ago, they got the lettuce from the guy down the street. They got local lettuce from the farmers. Now they're importing lettuce from God knows where.
Okay.
So you're getting your food not from the guy down the street, but from a different country. That's where lizards come from.
Mm-hmm.
So the lizard is going, hey, this is my food. Nobody really touches it. A machine picks all that lettuce and nobody looks through it.
Okay, my boyfriend would be listening to this right now and saying, you know where there's no lizards? In steak.
Mm-hmm.
In hot dogs. Well, hot dogs probably have lizards. Yeah, they probably have lots of lizards, but you don't see them.
I guarantee there's more things than just lizards and hot dogs.
It's true. It's a good point.
But no, your boyfriend has to hear this now, and he's got to go through every piece of kale, lettuce, whatever comes into that house to make sure there's not a lizard.
Oh, you know I will. I will be going through my food with a fine-tooth comb. You know what? I may stop eating. this is what, you know, people are like, don't eat junk food. You know where there's no lizards? In a bag of potato chips.
Mm-hmm. See, and you complain and bitch and moan about, I want my food a certain way. You don't know what kind of animal is going to crawl in there and you're going to eat it.
Yeah, there's no spiders in my chocolate bars.
Then you got to figure out how many spiders you have eaten in your chocolate bar your whole life. There's got
zero.
I don't know about that. But yeah, we're getting lettuce from different countries now. This is going to happen more and more.